General, will any U.S. military personnel be involved in the direct treatment of any Ebola patients, or in the training that health caregivers, will they be come into contact with any Ebola patients?
No. Now, the mobile labs are different, but no for the majority of the force. The mobile labs are testing people, okay, and some of them will have the Ebola Ebola virus. Now, those are trained at the highest level of something like nuclear, biological, and chemical. So they're all trained at a very, very high level. And they've been, the one from Walter Reed has been operating there for many years, for example. And the two that we just deployed meet those standards of training.
Do you have any numbers of those who will be involved in the lab operations, and what kind of protections, what kind of protocol will they observe, and if any U.S. military personnel should contract Ebola, what is the protocol there? What happens?
Yes. First, on the numbers in the labs, they're between a 3- and 4-person team. We have 3 labs deployed right now. We will probably deploy several others. So it'll add, one lab adds 3 to 4 additional people. And again, those people are trained to the very highest level of operating in a nuclear, biological, and chemical arena, and they get tested continually, and they're the ones who are testing all the people. They will be the primary ones that come in contact with anybody.